With the Old Breed, Disc 8.
On 27 March, the loudspeaker came on with, "Now hear this, now hear this. Special C detail, stand by." Sailors assigned to the detail moved to their stations where they weighed anchor. "Well, Sledgehammer, they're raising the hook, so it won't be long before we're in it again, old buddy," a friend said. "Yeah," I said, "and I'm not in any hurry either." "You can say that again," he sighed. The huge convoy got underway like clockwork. Just watching that host of different vessels kept my mind off what was ahead. As we proceeded, I was conscious of how cool the weather had become. We had our wool-lined field jackets with us, and it was comfortable on deck, particularly at night. To those of us who had lived and fought in the sweltering tropics for months, cooler weather was very significant. Most of our voyage from Ulithi was uneventful. Each night during the northward trip, I had noticed the beautiful Southern Cross constellation slipping lower and lower on the starlit horizon. Finally, it disappeared. It was the only thing about the South and Central Pacific I would miss. The Southern Cross formed a part of our 1st Marine Division shoulder patch and was, therefore, especially symbolic. We had intense pride in the identification with our units and drew considerable strength from the symbolism attached to them. As we drew closer to Okinawa, the knowledge that I was a member of Company K, 3rd Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment, 1st Marine Division, helped me prepare myself for what I knew was coming. By this time in the Pacific War, official unit designations recognized the prevailing system of task organization for combat, where supporting elements reinforced the infantry. Such units became Regimental Combat Teams, RCT, and Battalion Landing Teams, BLT. Hence, official designations were 5th RCT or 3rd BLT. But the rank-and-file infantryman never forgot who he was. Throughout the war, I never heard a Marine infantryman refer to his unit by other than its base name. We were always K-35, 3rd Battalion, 5th, or 5th Marines. Okinawa is a large island some 60 miles long and from 2 to 18 miles wide. Like most islands in the Pacific, it is surrounded by a coral reef. But on the west coast, that reef lies close to shore, particularly along the invasion beaches at Higuchi. Through the center of the island runs a ridge rising some 1,500 feet in the wild mountainous north. South of the Ishikawa Isthmus, the land levels out considerably, but is cut by several prominent streams. In 1945, as it remains today, the southern portion of the island contained the bulk of the civilian population. Of primary importance to the defense of the island were three east-west ridge systems crossing the southern part of the island. To the north and just below the invasion beaches lay the ridges of Kakazu and Nishibaru. In the middle, running west from Shuri Castle, was the most formidable of the ridges, cut by sheer cliffs and deep draws. Above the extreme southern tip of the island lay Kunishi, Yuzudaki, and Yaizudaki. Together, these ridges formed a series of natural defensive barriers to the American forces advancing from the north. Into these natural barriers, Lieutenant General Mitsuru Ushijima threw the bulk of his 110,000-man 32nd Japanese Army. Natural and man-made barriers were transformed into a network of mutually supporting positions linked by a system of protected tunnels. Each of the ridge lines was held in great strength until it became untenable. Then the enemy withdrew to the next defense line. Thus the Japanese drew on their experiences at Peleliu, Saipan, and Iwo Jima to construct a highly sophisticated and powerful defense in depth. There they waited and fought to exhaust the will and the resources of the American 10th Army.